if you want to take a couple of notes or whatever about where you noticed energies flow differently. This is super precious and awesome information to know, because then you know where to aim. You know where to bring yourself more. Any notes you need to take them now while it's fresh, because good. I allow myself to go a long time since we're just a couple people on the call, so more time to go deep and a little bit less time to chat. I'm happy to share first, even though I was sharing during the thing. Like, for me, it's so obvious. It's still so obvious. I feel the upper energy centers a lot more than the lower ones, but I can really tell how much progress I've made. Wow, cool. And there's definitely areas where I feel the front more than the back, which is super interesting too. Want to share, Anna?
Are we sharing?
It's time to share.
I have my notes. I'm here to see them as well. The little scribbles. I can probably look at them, but nobody would know what they mean. It's like hieroglyphics.
Like Dr. Scribbles. Oh, you muted yourself. I don't know if you're muted. There you are.
So I noticed that two centers were more open in the front, and the rest of them were like almost blocked a lot in the front, and they would open up more in the back. And I noticed the connections between like some of the, like, the points, how they would have to like zigzag and like try to find any of the flow. That was very interesting. I see, I saw my root, which is more like open in the front, surprisingly. And then my sacred is more open in the back. And I saw like energy, like trying to meet and like link. But the front of my sacral couldn't really be harmonized with the front of the root. So I saw these dynamics where like energy has to try to like flow and force itself to try to keep. So I noticed the crown and the root go forward more, and the rest are more backwards, which makes sense when I was analyzing a little bit what the chakras represent. So it's very eye-opening. Energy.
It's so cool, isn't it? To be like, wow.
Especially if, like, I understand the chakras and generally what they represent, but if I were to go deeper into understanding what each chakra symbolizes and what it represents, I'm sure I could figure out why certain patterns are like.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good information. There was a point where maybe it can get a little too mental and try to analyze all these things.
I know. That's why don't forget, we're feeling this. We're not, because the mind wants to get involved, right?
Yeah, when I was like asking questions, at some point I was like, then I just allowed all that like chatter to just be, just went back to breathing, like you said. But that must have happened like one or twice. I started feeling overwhelmed, like trying to figure out like what, like how this is working. But mm-hmm. just realize, it doesn't really matter. It's just realizing what. I think how to harmonize them, really.
Yeah, super cool. Like the general rule is like the back of the chakras are like will and the front of the chakras are feeling. So it's like that kind of helps to play around and understand what's going on. But you'll see when you're looking at the chapter that I sent you from her, there's like little graphs. They're super well done. And one of the graphs is about how the energy, I don't know what the exact graph is called, but it's about your energy body. And it's literally, it'll be like, which centers are more open and the front or the back in the will aspect or the feeling aspect? And which ones are like repressed and which ones are over extended? Uh-huh. And what about in your auric field? When you're feeling into the whole.
Yeah. They almost like layers. Like,
yeah.
I could feel the link between the chakra and the layer.
Nice. Wow.
I almost feel the direct link when I was just tuning into my chakra. And I could feel the body connected to it like immediately, just because I was like linked. So as I was like kind of playing around with scanning each individual center, I could feel highlight of the body. So then we did it all at once. That was nice. And I was doing one at a time, all at the same time. I was just playing around with feeling different types. I also noticed when we did the, you see my little like field drawing there?
Wait, I have to.
I numbered it like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5, 6, 7, 8. So this is basically my drawing. I'm really bad, but this is one field. This is the top of it and the bottom of it. And I sectioned it off into 8 pieces. And I could feel like each corner of my field, what some were more dense, some were more spacious and flowy than others.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, we were talking about that in a one-on-one session, like that 10 directional, instead of considering 6 directions, like you consider 6 directions, it's like top, bottom, front, back, side. When you do 10 direction, then you consider also the angles, right? So there's front, there's angle, side, angle, back, angle, side, angle, and top, bottom. That's called the 10 directions. And then you can have fun feeling like, because I'm very aware for me, there are definitely areas of my aura that I feel way less than others. Yeah, this is so fun to play with. I love this stuff.
At one point, crown, I felt almost like the whole left side of my crown is shut down. I feel like, and I was like feeling into there, and I felt so intense stuff connected to everything. I almost felt like my crown was like the key to unlocking everything else.
Of course.
It just felt that when I felt into it, it was like I felt it and like gave like a pulse, and I felt everywhere else where it was like linked. And it's like a tightness. But I'm pretty used to feeling a lot of this stuff, but feeling it all at once, it was nice to feel like some more room in the lower chakras, specifically the root chakra, I think, which I've always thought was like very like tense and tight. And I used to have like really painful pains in my root chakra, like, I remember over the years, and it was like really intense, sharp, like spasms.
Yeah, I've had those before.
My sacrum too, like around my sacrum, just like the whole line there. It feels much better than last year or any time before that. But Yeah, but it was nice to feel a little more space, a little more like lightness, not as dense. Yeah, I let Camille and Anna talk. You guys want to share a little?
I removed my spotlight so we can actually see each other. Obviously, doing a meditation like this every once in a while and really getting to feel, really getting to almost like have fun drawing it each time. Like you do that and then you can see progress, or you can just enjoy noticing the progress. Like from, I feel this more than I did before, because you can tell right away. You can tell right away where you can feel that you didn't feel it before, you know, or where something didn't flow and it's flowing better. Yes. Fun. All right, who wants to share next? Anna?
Hey, yeah, wow, that was, I found that one challenging, but I noticed there were specific areas where it was more challenging, especially the root and sacral. It was like my mind or whatever just was constantly drifting away, just didn't want to be there, and every time you would say something I'd be like, oh, where here was doing this again. Oh, so yeah. And then I noticed, starting with the plexus going into the heart, like it was like open in the front, and then my throat was open in the back, and the third eye, I feel like, I can't remember, but I wrote it down. It was like the front was open. And yeah, it was interesting at the end when you got the, like the spiritual energies to come down. It was like, I noticed where energy could come out from my sacral was like diagonal front left. So yeah, that was definitely interesting. Mm-hmm. And then just scanning the aura, it was more like, more the front and top part that I could feel open space. Like the rest was, couldn't feel it as much. It was, it felt like stunted.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was most of my experience.
Well, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end, like my throat really at the end was like really bubbling up and hurting and making sounds, and then I can't stop yawning. So I think there's something happening there.
Yeah, the yawning is often a lot of energy moving.
Yeah. Yeah, and then also pain in the root chakra, actually, that happened too this time for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
isn't it awesome to notice, like, oh wow, like that, something I want to say is like, where it's most challenging, it just, the mind is kicking in because that's where there's the most unprocessed energy.
Yeah,
I remember like that, this whole idea of this theme this year is understanding how, you know, a wound happens and then there's a split off of energy, right? And then the unprocessed repressed thing in the body where there's like deep emotion, and the mind, like, it gets separated, and then the mind, its job is to keep you busy so you don't go there.
Yeah,
so it's super cool, because as soon as you can tell that, where it's more challenging, i.e. the mind's taking over, and then you're like, what, I was trying to, what happened, like, super cool information, because whoa, okay. That's super valuable information. Root, sacral, of course. Like, it's, we already know some of the themes going on, but I love it. I love this kind of stuff where it's just, we're not trying to fix anything. We're just noticing it. And something changes as we do it anyways, without trying to fix it. Just the fact that we're bringing attention, it's allowing parts to know, okay, maybe it's safe to open up. Maybe it's safe to feel a bit more.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So will, feeling, like a diagonal left. Not precise at all. Love it. Love it. Love it. Cool.
Thank you. I gotta admit, part of me wants to fix it, but I'm like, I don't know. I'll fix
it. Of course, the mind's up. So when do we fix it?
Yeah. How do we do it?
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's my share.
Oh, the mind that wants to fix it. That's what it does.
Okay, I fixed everything. Okay, just skimming over quickly. I'll mostly mention the lava one because that was the one we focused on the most. And I'm going to just continue this to redo the source because it's not always the same. It's not always the same for the lava flow as it is for the source light.
Of course.
But generally, I think the pattern is my upper ones are more towards the front, all the way down to the solar, okay. And then the other two are back. So, is that my butt speaking? Anyways. Yeah, some I had more of a challenge, like the heart, I have to feel it higher than for it to work. Otherwise, it's just like it's not there.
Which is a super interesting information in itself.
Yeah. What does that mean? And the third eye, I really had to work on finding the right location of the third eye. Yeah, so I had some challenge with that. Okay, so then after that was done, and we were, basically what I felt is that this felt good. Like the aura, we felt it in the beginning, and we felt it after, and I could feel more of my aura and of the different bodies.
Yes.
So that was nourishing. At one point, like this, I had more problems bringing down the source light. Sometimes I have problems like getting really like pure white. It comes out gray and what the...
Yeah, you were saying that the other day.
So after a while of trying to get white light and not coming, I ended up just, okay, let's just let the white light plop down wherever it wants to. And that worked really easily.
Good.
And then once that was done, then it was easier to get the white light.
What happens if I don't micromanage? Oh.
Yeah. So that's how that ended up working. Yeah. Yeah. So this is definitely going to be a motivating factor for reading, catching up with the reading of that stuff that you sent us.
Good.
What does this mean?
Perfect.
I did advance a tiny bit more than last time, but not much.
And it's not obvious to be like, if you just read that whole chapter and you're like, eh? What? Like, it's dense information, but
it's been a busy.
I know. It's summer. Yeah. It's summer too, right? It's like a little bit harder to.
Actually, we weren't into all sorts of holidays. It's just that I'm into the two last weeks of working for Menish. I said basically after August 15th, I'm done. So after next Friday, actually, I'm going to his place on Friday. Anna's coming with me. And then after that, I'm pretty much done. She'll be continuing, but I'm pretty much done. And I can't hear you, Anna, because your microphone's on.
And how is that affecting your energy centers? Front, back, top, bottom.
Yeah. So I need to use my energy for other things, but I still do believe it's a good cause. So I do want to leave it in good shape.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in good shape. Like by next week, it'll be, yeah, in really good shape for him to continue without me.
So I took a couple of little notes slash drawings for the energy centers, right?
Yeah. I already did the lava one fully, and I started the source flow, and I'm third of the way through. So, and you can just do it again, you know, and oh, okay. Yeah. That's where it goes.
Yeah. This is the idea too. Like, it's like between the beginning and the end, like, of course we feel more energy flowing, but at the same time, like wherever it is that that it flows more on one side than the other, it's not, oh, it's like that today and tomorrow it'll be completely different. Like, we're feeling into how our defense structure affects the flow of energy. That's the whole goal. And of course, with the objective of working on it and allowing energies to flow better. But for today, the fun was exploring how that's actually happening. And this is a great meditation to redo for fun at other moments and see, okay, I'm able to be more present when I'm going there than I was the first time, and just playing around. This is like, how can I call this? I want to say spiritual gymnastics, but it's not really spiritual. It's like your ability to energetically feel. It's like energetic gymnastics. I don't know what the right word would be, but
yeah,
this is really good stuff to do, because this is the same skill that makes you able to feel what's in the field around you, outside of you. The more you can feel all of your field, the more you can feel how what's coming from the outside affects your field. So this is such a good skill. We all need to build the Wi-Fi ability of our nervous system more and more.
There you go. We're building our Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Wi-Fi gymnastics. There you go. And we're not talking about 5G, right? We're talking, oh, bad joke. Not 5G, 5D. Oh.
Okay.
All right. Shitty joke. Okay. All right. Have an awesome evening. As I laugh at my joke on my own. And see you all in 2 weeks. And yeah. Bye.
See ya.